adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he's getting closer.
This way, Pancho, Pablo.
The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid in our gripping story, Dynamite on the Right of Way. The building of the railroad to the West was truly an epic achievement. Progress was marked by opposition and intrigue, sometimes by gunplay and bloodshed. But the men behind the building of the road had foresight and used it. Which is why, as our story opens, the Cisco Kid and his constant companion Pancho are seated in the terminal city office of Alan Rainey, Western Division Superintendent. Cisco is saying.
See, I have heard of Wally Moran, Senor Rainey. He's a confidence man who has served at least one prison sentence.
Yeah, he a bad hombre, Senor Rainey.
Yes, he is indeed. Moran will stop at nothing to gain his ends.
Continue, Senor Rainey.
We listen, no?
Well, 2 weeks ago, I got word that Moran has bought up all the land along the railroad's proposed right-of-way through Gopher Valley.
See?
And our representative, Steve Thomas, is now on his way to Gopher Valley to try to make terms with Moran. I don't think he'll be able to. Lorenz will charge a fabulous price for that land, Cisco.
I do not understand, Senor Rainey. Do you not deal with the states and, in one or two cases, the territories for your right-of-way?
Yes, but due to an inexcusable error in surveying, just plain carelessness, Gopher Valley is a free parcel. It hasn't been allocated to the state that borders it.
And all you got to do, Senor Rainey, is wait.
But we can't wait, Pancho.
Not to wait.
The matter may not be settled for months. But with all the required red tape, meanwhile, the rails must keep going down.
I begin to see your problem, Senor. Have you no alternate right-of-way?
Yes, we have. One that skirts Gopher Valley. It's a rough country, though, through a narrow, deep gorge and up through a mountain pass.
By a big mountain lake?
Yes, that's right.
I know the place.
Cisco and Pancho catch the fish out of that lake, senor.
Well, we don't want to put the right-of-way through there unless we have to, but it looks as though we might have to.
Well, what do you want Pancho and me to do, Senor Rainey?
I want you to act as troubleshooter, Cisco. If we don't meet Morenza's price, he's going to get ugly. And I understand he's got a big gang of thugs at his back.
You have a construction crew in that country, have you not?
Yes, and they're tough boys, but they can't keep watching Moran's all the time. That's what I want you to do. I want you to keep an eye on them. Now, will you do it?
Well, it's a large order, Senor Rainey.
Oh, you can handle it, Cisco. We want to prevent murders.
Well, Pancho and I will do our best for you, Senor. Tell us something about your representative, Senor Thomas, and then we will start at once.
Hey, Morenz, you in there?
Yeah, who is it?
It's me, Blaze Doby. Thought you'd be here at your office, but I wasn't sure.
What do you want?
Reckon your railroad man's on the way here. Thought you might want to know. Stranger got off the stage at Gopher Flats. Hired himself a saddle horse at the stable. Look, out there in the plain. He's riding this way.
Might be him at that, Blaze. I thought that blasted railroad had come to terms. And they'll come to my terms, too.
Want me here when he comes in?
No, you clear out.
All right.
Oh, wait a minute, Blaze. On second thought, you better hear what's said. Go into that inside office and shut the door.
Whatever you say, Moran.
Whoa, whoa there!
Now we'll see. Howdy, stranger.
You, Wally Moran?
Ain't nobody else.
My name's Thomas. I'm from the railroad.
Oh, fine, fine. Have a chair, Mr. Thomas.
Thanks. Well, I'll come right to the point, Morenz. What do you take for this land of yours?
$250,000.
Well, you have a sense of humor.
That's my price.
The railroad's prepared to offer you $50,000.
$250,000, Thomas. That's a firm price.
Well, in that case, I wish you a good day, Mr. Morenz.
That sure was quick.
He'll be back. He'll have to meet my price. The road ain't got no other way to go.
Oh, yes, it has, Morenz. They got the right-of-way through Black Gorge.
Who told you that?
I got a cousin working in the railroad offices in Terminal City. He keeps me posted.
Why didn't you tell me that before?
I thought you knew.
Oh, I've a great mind.
Easy now, Morenz. Don't get rough. I'm mighty handy with these guns of mine.
All right, all right. Don't stand there talking. Get the boys out. Take the roundabout trail and lay in wait for that hombre by the creek, the foot of Cottonwood Hill. Bring him back here. I'll make him sign that contract. I'll get going.
Good to be back in this country, Cisco.
Si, Pancho, it is good.
Pass that like that terminal city. There's too many people, too much noise.
Well, I agree with you on that score too, Chico. But it is good for us to go to the city once in a while.
Just once in a while.
It makes us appreciate the open country all the more.
Where are we going now, Cisco?
Well, we will go south from here to the railroad construction camp, amigo.
This Cottonwood Hill, no?
Si. Uh-huh. We'll introduce ourselves to Senor Steve Thomas.
Si.
He's probably at the camp. Wait a minute, Pancho. Hold on. Hold on.
Wait.
What are those hombres doing down at the foot of the hill there?
Where?
Look, down by the creek.
Down by the creek?
Taking cover behind the rocks and trees. Four or five of them.
Maybe they play hide and seek, no?
There's a horseman riding across the plain.
Maybe they hold up.
See, it might be.
Come on, Pancho.
So you and I are going down that hill.
Walk down, Cisco?
Of course. If we rode down, they would hear our horses. Now follow me. Enough brush on these hills so we can remain hidden from their view as we walk down.
When you tell me to walk down, we got to walk up.
Chico, do not want those hombres to hear us or see us just yet. So let us wait here for a second, Pancho.
Wait here.
That's him, boys. That's that blasted railroad hombre. When I give the word, grab him and haul him down off that horse.
All right.
We're taking him back to Marin's. Now stay down out of sight.
You must be seeing your Thomas, Cisco.
See. Let us get down closer to those hombres, Pancho.
They're ready now, boys. Wrap the hombre up.
All right, thanks.
Closer, Pancho.
All right, now!
There we are, Pancho! There we are, hombres. Now get your hands up. All of you, quick!
Hey, it's a Cisco Kid.
Get those hands up.
Better do as he says, boys.
Say, just what's this all about?
You are Senor Steve Thomas?
Oh, that's right, but how...
These hombres were waiting to take you back to Moran's. I heard them say so. You, hombres, unbuckle your gun belts.
Now, look,
Cisco. Do as I say and do it at once.
All right.
Pancho, see? Pick them up and throw them down that oreo. Just to remove temptation until we are out of range.
See, si, Cisco.
Diablo!
Diablo! Conduct in the arroyo, Cisco.
Bueno, Pancho. We will ride with you, Señor Thomas.
Good, you scarlet bandido.
You two ain't heard the last of this.
Tell your boss the rest of his schemes will fail, as this one did. Let us go, Señor Thomas. Up, Diablo, come on.
Did you say the Cisco Kid?
That's right, Marenz. He got the drop on us from behind.
Oh, you bungling fools. Now Thomas will have nothing more to do with me.
Reckon he made up his mind to that before.
No, you idiots. I'd ought to fire the whole bunch of you.
I tell you, it ain't our fault. No man I know is going to face down the Cisco Kid's guns. And here's something else. Cisco sent you a message.
What was it?
Said to tell you that the rest of your schemes would fail, too.
Fail nothing. I'm going to keep that railroad from building through the gorge if it's the last thing I do. Tonight I want you, hombres, to go up to that lake and dynamite the outlet. Half a dozen sticks will open it up so the water will sweep down into that gorge.
Now you're talking, Marenz.
Then I want you to go after that construction crew with rifles. And finally, I want you to gun down that blasted Cisco Kid. Shoot to kill. Or I get through with that railroad, they'll be glad to pay my price.
That looked like the sheriff's office, Cisco.
Si, Pancho, in the town of Black Gorge.
The town's quite a ride from the actual gorge.
Si, Senor Steve. But the way events are shaping up, I believe it is worth our time to ride over there.
Oh, sure. But Kelly says the sheriff won't do anything.
Who cares, Senor Steve?
He's the boss of the construction gang.
At least we'll give him the chance to do something.
Hey, here he come out of the office.
Howdy, gents. What can I do for you? Oh, yes, Cisco Kid, ain't you?
Si, Sheriff.
I'm sure glad to meet up with you.
Gracias. This is Senor Steve Thomas, representing the railroad.
Hi, Sheriff.
This is mi compañero, Pancho.
Howdy, Pancho.
Buenas tardes, Senor Sheriff.
I reckon you boys come here to get me to go over to Gopher Valley and get after Wally Moran's, didn't you?
How'd you know this, Senor Sheriff?
Kelly's been over here more than once.
We came to report an ambushing of Senor Thomas by Moran's men, Sheriff.
Yeah, if it hadn't been for Cisco here and Pancho, I might have been pretty badly beaten up.
Where and when did this happen?
Early this afternoon at the foot of Cottonwood Hill.
Yeah, that's part of Gopher Valley. Sorry, gents, but I can't help you.
Why not?
Because Gopher Valley's a free parcel.
How can it be a free parcel when Moran's has bought up all that land?
As far as the state and the county's concerned, it is. So I got no right to step in there.
You mean you would let a crowd of banditos go unchecked within a few miles of here?
Wrong as they stay in Gopher Valley, yeah. Once I get out of there, it'll be a different matter.
What say your sheriff?
No use arguing about it, Cisco. That's the way things are. It's the way they're going to be. Good day to you.
He's a fine sheriff, that one. He's a fine sheriff, no?
Let us not blame him too much. Technically, he might be right.
Well, that doesn't help us in this case.
Well, here's my advice, Senor Steve. Under cover of night, Pancho and I will ride back into Gopher Valley. We will try to find out Moren's plans.
More troubles.
Meanwhile, you go back to the construction camp. Have the men ready for anything that may develop. Let us go, Pancho.
All right, you hombres. Listen to what I tell you. As soon as it gets real dark, I want you to start for that mountain lake.
Take dynamite, huh?
Take plenty of it. There's a couple of boxes out on the shed.
I already got a dozen sticks in my saddlebag.
Well, that ought to be enough. Just be sure you blast out enough of a channel so the lake will empty down into the gorge.
Right.
Then after that...
Hey,
who in thunder is this? Is that you, Slim?
Yeah. I've been trailing the Cisco kid. Him and his partner are riding in here now.
What?
Hey, you sure of that?
Of course I'm sure.
All right. You hombres, get out of here. Take cover around the place. Blaze, put out them lamps.
Right.
And if any of you get a beat on Cisco, shoot to kill.
Whatever, ho, ho.
Hold over, hold over, hold over, hold
now. We'll leave our horses in this grove, Pancho.
Near those buildings, Cisco.
That was the idea, Chico. All right, now come on.
You like the ranch, Cisco? Nobody home.
I am not so sure, amigo. But if you are right, then we will get in and search that house. We might find something the railroad could use against Marin's. All right, this way.
It's too still, Cisco.
All right, boys, open up!
Follow me, Pancho. This way.
Cut him down!
They are all around us. Run for that shed, Pancho. We can get under cover there.
Yeah, run for the shed, Cisco.
I think they would expect us tonight. All right, down, Pancho. Fire the floor.
Pancho hit Pancho's shin on the box, Cisco.
Now we got you, Cisco. Soon as one of these bullets hits that dynamite in there, you'll be blown sky high.
Dynamite? Pancho, those boxes. Let me look. Santos, the zombie is right. Any moment, one of those bullets will hit this dynamite.
And with deadly accuracy, the outlaws are shooting at the boxes of dynamite. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid. To the Cisco Kid in our gripping story, Dynamite on the Right of Way. Because through careless surveying, a section of land known as Gopher Valley had been declared a free parcel and bought up by the outlaw Wally Marenz, the railroad changed its proposed right of way, whereupon Marenz swore he would force the road to pay his price. In an attempt to learn the outlaw's plans, Cisco and Pancho rode into Gopher Valley, but Marenz, forewarned, had his men surround our friends and open fire. Cisco and Pancho took refuge in a small shed, only to find they were literally sitting on two large boxes of dynamite. Now.
You go, boy! Try to touch off that dynamite!
Dynamite! Pancho, they want to say this, Cisco. Pancho went out of this place.
So do I, Pancho. We cannot rush out into that hail of bullets. Shoot back at those rifle flashes.
Easy, Cisco. Santo Cisco, look! The bullet chipped the edge of this box.
Here, amigo, you all right? I'd rather be hit by a bullet than blown to pieces by this dynamite. Did you hear that, Pancho? They're going to the lake.
Pancho, I hear nothing but those bullets, Cisco.
Ah, now our chances of escape are better, Chico.
What do we do, Cisco? What do we do? Madre mia, another bullet chipped the box.
We'll take our chances and run for it, Pancho. Run for the grove. It is darker out now. That may help spoil their aim.
Pancho like to run, but Pancho run this time. Pancho beat the antelope, no?
All right, get ready. Keep firing. Now, come on.
There they go!
Keep firing, Pancho.
Hey, Santos.
Great, pull and hit that dynamite, Pancho. We got out there just in time.
Almost snapped Pancho down.
Bravo!
Far, so good.
Up your
car.
Hold on, Pancho.
Oh, Pancho. That was the closest car we ever had.
Oh, I'm scared, Cisco.
You'd
be very scared.
Si. Anyone would be. But the night's work is not finished, amigo.
Where are we going now, Cisco?
To the lake. For unless I'm greatly mistaken, those banditos are planning to dynamite that lake down into the gorge.
More dynamite, Cisco?
More dynamite, Pancho. Cabo.
Bueno, bueno, more dynamite.
Well, there's the lake, Steve. Sure, and with this moonlight, you can see it most as clear as day.
Yeah. Oh.
Now you've seen the lake, shall we be riding back to camp?
No, we're going to stay right here, Kelly.
But this jaw on your must be, Steve. True, this Moren's the scalpeen, but he's not bad enough to dynamite this lake.
I don't agree with you, Kelly. Neither does the Cisco Kid. Moren's would do anything to force me to sign that contract to buy his Gopher Valley land.
But to dynamite a lake?
He not only would do it, but he may try to do it. I wish you'd go back and turn off that construction gang of yours.
Oh, now, Steve, those boys work hard all day long. When night comes, they want to be sleeping. Sure, I can't ask them to come up here. If I did, they might quit their jobs. Of course, you're over me, Steve, so if you insist...
Now, we better take no chances, Kelly. Cisco thinks we should have men on guard up here.
As you said, then.
Oh, boy.
Who are these hombres?
Morenza's men. We're too late, Kelly.
Well, look who's here, boys. Mr. Thomas. Get your hands up, both of you.
I dare you to say that to me with me head on the ground.
Stand still. You'll get a bullet through you. A couple of your hombres take their guns. And tie them up, and we'll take them both back to the ranch. Lorenzo will be mighty glad to meet up with Mr. Thomas again.
You may as well save yourself the trouble. Lorenzo will get no satisfaction from me.
Don't worry. He's got ways and means. A couple of your hombres, take them back. The rest of you get busy and plant that dynamite.
Near the lake now, Cisco.
Hey, hold on.
Ho, ho, ho,
ho. Slow down. I want to be sure we are on the trail of those banditos. The other trail from Gopher Valley comes in here, Pancho. Uh-huh. If they took that trail, they would have to cross here.
It's light enough to see, Cisco.
Yeah.
They cross here, no?
Well, momento, Pancho. Huh? There are tracks.
Yeah, there.
See, they did. A big gang of them, too. Yeah. I was right then. They headed for the lake. Pancho, I would like you to ride to the construction camp.
See, but I...
Find out if the men have turned out with their guns.
You ride there too, Cisco?
No, Chico. I must keep on to the lake. If they have not turned out, get them going at once.
Pancho tries, Cisco, then Pancho come to the lake.
Say, hurry now.
Yes, go to the camp.
Those banditos mean business. There's no question of that. Who are these riders?
Diablo,
in among those trees. Come on.
Wait here off the trail.
What do you think this is for a kid to be taken by such a thing? Me head is bowed in shame.
Shut up, you.
Try to shut me up. Hey, you stand here.
Take it easy, Kelly. No point antagonizing him.
Yeah, I'll do these calls for some action.
Stop right there, you order.
Hey, get the
rope. Why should you, Cisco?
Stay here, Steve. You banditos, down off those horses.
That's right, you're going to stay.
My next bullet will do more than just shoot the gun out of your hand, Coyote. Down off those horses.
All right, easy now.
Turn your backs. Keep your hands up.
Sure, it's a joy to watch you walk, Cisco.
Take your guns. Toss them in the bushes. Now, you hombres, lie down on the ground. Face down, quickly.
All right, Cisco.
Now, Senor Steve and Senor Kelly, I will cut the ropes to tie you.
Thanks, Cisco. How about using this rope to tie up those two, huh?
I was about to suggest it, Senor Steve.
I'll be helping you, Steve. Although I'm a fair aching for a good fight with them.
You will have plenty of fighting later on, unless I miss my guests. Tie them tightly. Drag them off the trail and lead them. We'll come back for them later.
Wait a minute, boys. Get your guns ready. That's near enough, hombre. Wait till we get a look at you.
Stay, Moran. Hold
up. Thought you was waiting back at the ranch, boss.
I decided to ride up here. See what was going on. I come by the old back trail.
Then you didn't meet the boys with Thomas and Kelly?
You got them too, Blaze?
Sure thing. Nabbed them right here. Send them back to the ranch for you to talk to.
Well, now I'm here. I'll stay till this job's finished. Now hurry about seeing Thomas. He'll keep...
Robbers, get back to work planting that dynamite.
Yeah, it's taking you a long time to do this, Blaze. What's the matter?
Well, we had to do some hand drilling, Moran, to get the dynamite set in the best places. We're going to have to blast that ledge to make a big enough outlet for the water.
Ain't you got it drilled yet?
Yeah. Now the boys are just planting the dynamite. Another couple of minutes, we can set her off.
Well, make it fast. The sooner the water starts down into that gorge, the better I like it. And the quicker Thomas will sign that contract.
Leave our horses here,
senores.
Walk up the rest of the way.
All right, Cisco. Whatever you say, Cisco, suits me. All I'm asking for is a good fight.
You will get that, Senor Kelly, I'm sure. Now, let us make no noise. The zombies are just above us.
How many circular dynamite did you plant?
Planted half a dozen, Moran. That ought to be more than plenty.
Yeah, them modern coyotes.
Kelly, shut up.
Oh, I forgot.
You're afraid they heard that, Senor Kelly?
Hey, somebody said something down there in the flat, Moran.
Yeah. Any hard boys down there?
I don't believe so.
We'll have to rush them now, senores, before Moran can give the order to patch off that dynamite. Up this way, come on.
I'll take a look down there, Blaze.
I sure will.
Hey, look out, Moran. Free hombre.
All right, hombre. Hey,
Moran, wait. Don't let me I'll take a hand in the stew.
Hey, over here. Got him down.
You will not do any cutting, hombre. The rest of your coyotes will not fire. You're hitting you.
Go to the nice big jaw you have your stuff. And a nice target for the stew.
Hey, boy. I'd better dispose of you, Moran. Give my attention to another hombre. You wanted to fight me, Kelly. I hope this is enough for you.
You're having me glory, Cisco. I can't let you blade at you.
I didn't want to fight.
Get in the distance.
When I say you stay, you are doing all right.
No!
Hey, Bancho, over here.
I was waiting, Larry.
Hey, Cisco, look. Rance crawled over by the dynamite. He's lighting the fuse.
We will take care of that for your steam right now.
Eat on him, senor.
Pancho, you are in my way.
Cisco, do not hurt.
Out of my way, I tell you. That fuse is burning.
No, you don't, Cisco. I'll cut you.
Your aim is poor, hombre. Kick that gun out of your hand this time. Pancho, bear this, hombre.
Please, Cisco.
I take care of these dynamite. Madre mia, the fuse is burned short. I'll have to throw the whole thing out in the lake.
Pancho, stick his fingers in his ears. Oh, just in time, Cisco.
Nice work, Cisco. Mighty nice. I'm going to see to it that the railroad awards you for this.
Gracias, Señor Steve, but let us not think of that. Let us round up these hombres and take them to the sheriff. Perhaps this time he will place them under arrest. Hey, Pancho.
That's very much excitement, Cisco, in Gopher Valley.
Enough to last me for some time, Chico.
Yeah, same for Pancho. The railroad goes through Gopher Valley now, no?
See, the state got around to taking over that free parcel in time so the railroad could build through there.
Yeah, it's good. Someday they have a big town in Gopher Valley, no?
Oh, it's possible, Pancho.
How many houses, stores? Might even have a zoo, Cisco.
A zoo?
Yeah.
Well, they might someday, but how did you happen to think of a zoo?
Pancho, remember the time Pancho and Uncle Jose take Pancho to the zoo?
When you were a little boy, Pancho?
Yeah, a little boy. Pancho didn't look like much then, Cisco. So the zookeeper mean what he say.
Well, what did the zookeeper say, amigo?
Well, Uncle Jose liked to make a joke, so Uncle Jose say to the zookeeper, I'd like to have the zoo for this little boy.
And what did the zookeeper say to that, Pancho?
He looked at me and then he said, well, I'd like to have this little boy for the zoo, no?
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, Cisco!
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Listen again for another thrilling adventure of The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather. Poncho by Harry Lent.
Pudding.
But, Poncho, I tell you, it was apple turnover.
You call it apple turnover, Cisco, and Poncho calls it cottage pudding.
But what makes you think it was cottage pudding?
Because when Poncho takes the first big mouthful,
see?
He Poncho bite down into a shingle.
Oh, Poncho.
Oh, Cisco.
So ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. To listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Poncho by Harry Lang.